Free Talk Live. We're launching here into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still talking about the e-cigarette ban. This may be coming to a city council or state legislature near you. And then at the same time, the federal government, in the form of the FDA, is also looking at regulating the e-cigarettes, which will result in, according to one expert's opinion, the elimination of approximately 99% of the marketplace, leaving the e-cigarettes the exclusive property of the major cigarette manufacturers. And Daryl, you have been digging around on the internet to try to figure out who the Philip Morris company owns. Did you figure that out?
They own one. I didn't get into the article enough to see what the company name is, but there's several stories from late last year saying that Philip Morris was prepared to enter the e-cig business.
Yeah, see, they're late to the game with that, and that's why they're upset. They want to make it so they can take the marketplace by force, and so they're going to use their buddies, the federal government, to help them do that. By the way, it is Ian here with you tonight.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. The proposal right now is for the entire state of New York, there would be a ban that would be similar to the cigarette ban, meaning that e-cigarettes are banned everywhere, regular cigarettes are banned, the use of e-cigarettes. And that's something that just went into effect a couple nights ago in New York City. MS is on the line in Madison on via Skype. Hello, MS.
Hello, gentlemen and lady.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just got home from, you know, having a couple drinks out at the bar, and I logged into Facebook and saw this ban go into place, and I'm pretty livid. I'm a 15-year pack-a-day smoker that wanted to quit for years and years and years, and I was on the e-cig for a little while, and I had a health scare that kind of drove me right back into the hands of cigarettes out of panic, and I'm on my second bout with the e-cigs, and I've gone from a pack a day down to six cigarettes in 4 months.
So that's more than, that's like almost a quarter of a pack.
No, six cigarettes in four months.
Oh, 4 months, I'm
wow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you went down from a pack a day to six cigarettes a day in a 4 month time.
Less than a cigarette per month.
That's, yeah.
No, it'd be 1.2 or something per month.
But I mean, at one cigarette per month, why do you even bother at that point?
If I'm out celebrating with friends, I've got friends that smoke, and sometimes it's like, hey, let's just go out and have a smoke with your buddies.
Just catch a buzz. So there's no, like, you're falling off the wagon by taking just that one, you know, that one cigarette that the next morning you're not waking up wanting to take a drag off a regular cigarette.
Not at all. And actually, I generally regret when I do have a cigarette, cause they taste horrible at this point. I'm either smoking things that taste like fruit, like who doesn't like fruit?
Right.
Well,
that's
people
the
on the paleo diet.
They say the people who support these bans, MS, they say that's the danger, that these things are going to attract children. And they're going to get children hooked on e-cigarettes, and then the kids are going to upgrade to regular cigarettes. What do you think about that?
I think I personally think that's a load of bull, because why would you want to lick an ashtray when you could eat blueberries?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either.
If you're on the paleo diet, you can't eat fruit because fruit has sugar.
But you can still lick fruit.
I'll lick fruit and I'll eat fruit and I enjoy it. And actually, most of the time, I mean, you know, here in Madison, I've encountered a little bit of resistance in terms of our local kind of microbrew scene if I vape things that taste like stuff, because a lot of microbrew connoisseurs don't want you to affect their palate or their scent or their olfactory taste buds. So when I'm out and about, I vape stuff that literally tastes like nothing. And you breathe it out, it's unflavored, it's just like a steam that has nicotine in it, and it dissipates, and nobody's the wiser.
So allow me to just make a suggestion.
Sure.
Get a flavor of the vape that would complement the beer. So, for example, if you're drinking a blueberry beer, then you would want to vape something blueberry, that way you're not really countering the taste.
Respectfully, Daryl, this is Madison, Wisconsin, and they believe very wholeheartedly in the Reinheitsgebot, which is the German purity laws, and if you vape flavored stuff, like if it's not, you know, yeast, hops, barley and water, they'll run you out on a rail. So if it doesn't complement those four flavors, then you're kind of fighting a losing battle. So I'd rather just it not taste like anything.
Hold on. Explain these laws to me again. What are they?
They're called the German Purity Law, and it's something that was developed over the course of centuries in Germany, and they restrict it. It's called the Reinheitsgebot. And it restricts the creation of beer down to four ingredients.
Yeah, you can't have good beer.
No, you can create immensely wonderful beer using four ingredients, so long as you have a good brewmaster doing it.
I see what you're saying. You can but you could import beer from somewhere else,
but
right?
But you can't ruin the purity of beer by adding anything other than these four ingredients.
Right. So yeah. They're doing like the micro brews. They're not doing the craft beers with different flavors added into it.
But you could still import them, correct?
Well, micro brews and craft brews are the same thing. It's just you have someone that wants to add pumpkin to their beer.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of the Reinheitsgebot, that's not allowed.
Right. I like a good pumpkin beer. I'm not a huge beer aficionado or anything like that, but I like the flavored beers. But just to clarify, you could still import the beers from elsewhere, correct?
Right. But when he goes to the microbrewery,
right,
they're not going to have...
They can't brew them in the state, but you could still brew it out of state.
They're not going to sell that on tap at the breweries that he's going to.
Ian, it's not an actual law. It's just called the German Purity Law because it's just kind of like a consideration that you make when you brew this kind of beer.
So it's more of a tradition based on old Germanic law. I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying some old Germanic law had been enacted there, and
wouldn't
surprise me.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me either. But no, it's just a tradition where you stick to these four ingredients, and you can do a lot with the four ingredients.
Now, Madison's a progressive town, right? I mean, we've got the progressive talk radio station there on Saturday nights, WXXM. And are there any rumblings about an e-cigarette ban happening there? Are they going to follow in New York City's footsteps?
Actually, the one great thing that Wisconsin is actually trying to push through is to exempt electronic cigarettes from the statewide ban on tobacco in terms of the bars and restaurants. Thankfully, I go to a local haunt here whose name I will not say just because they'd probably get angry at me if I align themselves politically. But they allow me to vape openly in the bar, and they would sooner have their employees and customers vape in the bar.
Well, there's no prohibition on that right now.
No, there's not. Absolutely not. And they support it. As long as it's not too stinky.
Yeah.
You know, if it gets too stinky, they'd politely request that you step outside, but it's not banned outright.
Have you ever seen them do that to somebody?
They've done it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I was at one point vaping a really pungent vanilla that it could be smelled about 30, 35 feet away from where I was vaping. And they're just like, you know, dude, like, just, I mean, politely please take it outside or get an unflavored vape. And that's why I started vaping the unflavored, so I could sit. I mean, it gets cold here in Wisconsin, and I don't want to sit there outside huddled with the smokers when I kick the tobacco, you know.
MS, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
New York City, move to New Hampshire.
If you love freedom, please. If you love the state, then just stay right there in New York City. In fact, if you love the state and you live in New Hampshire, you should move to New York City. You'd love it there. Hey, thanks, MS.
I'm on my way to New Hampshire. I got a year to go.
Awesome. That's going to happen here before you know it. I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for the personal story on the e-cigarettes and how they've helped you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So I was looking, Daryl, at the Philip Morris thing. Turns out they actually haven't launched theirs yet.
Right. I was given some information that says that Lorillard, which is the company that makes Newport, they bought blue e-cigs. And Marlboro, which is the main product of Philip Morris, has not yet entered the market. And one of the stories from, I believe it was Reuters from last year, said that Philip Morris intends to enter the game in the second half of 2014.
Yeah, so they're still working on it. That's how behind the ball these people are. That's how kind of old guard Philip Morris is. They're so uninnovative. They've been resting on their laurels as these other companies are eating their lunch in the e-cigarette market. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin general store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com where you can enjoy a variety of features. Just enjoy over at freetalklive.com for free. Now, it's almost Mother's Day. Not this weekend, but coming up next weekend, your chance to get some awesome freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries is ending soon. In fact, the deal we've been telling you about, the $19.99 for several freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, that $19.99 deal is going to expire tonight at midnight. That's Friday night at midnight. You can also double the berries for just $10 more, which I would highly recommend you do. These are enormous, fresh, juicy, mouthwatering berries. And I believe the both of you have experienced Sherry's berries. Am I correct about that?
I have.
Yes. I remember one time when Allie and I were in here doing ALP, you had some left over that you gave us, and they were delicious.
No. I didn't have them left over. I held on to them specifically to give to you.
Oh,
because
really?
Otherwise, I would have eaten them all by myself.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you had leftovers.
Yeah, it's hard to have
well,
leftovers.
That makes all the difference.
I eat all of the ones that are covered in the white chocolate.
No, you left a few white chocolates.
I go for the dark chocolate.
I think I left one.
The white chocolates and the dark chocolates are my two favorites, but the milk chocolates are also darn good. I mean, it's hard to pick favorites when it comes to Sherry's berries because the chocolate's really awesome quality. The berries are like the best berries you could possibly pick, and you can get them at a heck of a deal for $19.99 or double the berries for just $10 more by clicking the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of berries.com and use the code FTL to place your order. You can schedule the delivery date as to whenever's best for you or your mom or whoever it is you're going to send these things to. They're available, of course, at any time of the year, but now's a really good time to go and get some with this special Mother's Day deal. Berries.com. Click the mic, type in FTL, and get that deal. And get your Mother's Day shopping taken care of tonight, because the deal expires at midnight. Now, something that might be expiring soon is the freedom of people to use e-cigarettes in... It's already expired in New York City. New York State's looking at a ban of e-cigarettes in the same places where cigarettes are prohibited. And, you know, I was just curious to find out where exactly cigarettes are prohibited in New York City. And what would have been an easier list to share with you would have been a list of places where e-cigarettes or cigarettes are actually allowed.
Your house.
Right. That would have been a much shorter list. That is basically the list, Daryl, is your house. And you could maybe make an argument that
your
they're
car, unless yeah. there's someone under the age of 18 in your car.
There was something about a public, you know what it is. I pulled up. Okay, so first of all, what happened in New York City was there was a ban in the early part of the 21st century, so like a decade ago. There was a ban that went into effect, affecting pretty much everywhere in the city. I'll give you a few examples. According to the list, public transportation facilities, public means of transportation, public restrooms, retail stores, other than retail tobacco stores. So if you're running a tobacco store, you can get an exception. Restaurants, business establishments other than retail tobacco stores, then they go through a list of business establishments. However, they say it shall not apply to membership associations. So you could still have a members-only club in New York City, where cigarette smoking is allowed, which is
so
where
you could smoke inside Sam's Club. If Sam's Club allowed it,
presumably,
because you need a membership,
right? Libraries, museums, and galleries, motion picture theaters, concert halls, buildings, or areas and rooms primarily designed for the use of primary purpose of exhibiting movies or presenting performances, auditoriums, convention halls, sports arenas, recreational areas, gymnasiums, health clubs. And, you know, I'm kind of skipping through some of
so
these things.
So what if the people are considered actors? Because I know that
there's
that's
an exemption for that.
In, I think it's London.
Yeah, there's an exemption
and
for that.
And pubs will do this thing to where it's like improv night, and everybody is an actor for the evening so that everybody can then smoke a cigarette while they drink their beer.
That's smart
actually,
stuff.
That's a good point. When I went to Yale to see a play not too long ago, there was actually three times where somebody lit a cigarette on stage, and I was shocked. I was like, are they allowed to smoke inside? I thought this was illegal.
Apparently they are. It's one of the few exemptions in here that for theatrical purposes, you are allowed to smoke a cigarette. And by the way, this is New York City's rules that I'm sharing with you. So this now applies to e-cigarettes. Every place I'm mentioning where you cannot smoke a cigarette is also now a place where you cannot use an e-cigarette. Healthcare facilities, and then they go into much more detail on what they mean by that. A lot of these things then say including, but not limited to, and then they give a bunch of examples
right.
of, you know, what they consider.
Hospital, doctor's office.
Yeah. All schools, children's institutions, zoos, elevators, public areas where bingo is played. They made a special one just for that. Bars, providing that smoking shall be permitted in tobacco bars, as well as owner-operated bars. That's interesting. And then separate smoking rooms in bars, provided, however, the owner and operator shall have filed a copy of the architectural or engineering plan for such a room with the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Tobacco businesses are also prohibited. So generally, you cannot smoke in a tobacco business, except within certain designated areas for
Here's
the purpose...
the tobacco room.
Yeah, for the purpose of testing or developing tobacco or tobacco products. However, those areas must be located on no more than two floors of the building where such a business is located. Membership associations, and then they go on giving some more rules about that. They also prohibit smoking in certain outdoor areas, including outdoor dining areas of restaurants, outdoor seating or viewing of motion picture, concert stage, lecture, etc., playgrounds, children institutions, outdoors there, and so on. Now, that was back in the early part of the decade. Then, in 2009, they went ahead and upgraded their ordinances to prohibit smoking in any city park, in any beach run by the city. So it doesn't matter. As long as you're in public view, it seems like, because they've also banned it in pedestrian plazas. Now, they say that means an area designated by the Department of Transportation for use as a plaza located within the bed of a roadway, which may contain benches, tables, or other facilities for pedestrian use. So I guess that doesn't include a sidewalk.
No, sidewalk would be somewhere in public. City owned.
Yeah, but
city
is that
a sidewalk?
Is that a pedestrian plaza?
I'm saying sidewalk would be covered under the other.
I don't think there was a
thing.
I don't think there was a ban on sidewalks. I think you can still legally smoke a cigarette. And if you're in New York City and I've got this wrong, please let me know.
But my guess is that, and I know the way the bans are worded in most other places, are, you know, on a sidewalk unless you're within 50 feet
of a doorway.
That's
a good point.
And
in
most
New York City,
of
you're always
New York City, you're going to be 50 feet from a doorway.
That's a good point.
Does it count if you're just walking past?
Probably. That's a good
question.
Here's
an idea. Why don't they just make a park, like, specifically designated for smokers?
Oh, they've got the free speech zone, so they should have, like, a tobacco zone.
Well, if it were a private park, then in theory it might work.
Here's a little 10-foot by 10-foot radius off on the very edge of Manhattan. That's where you can smoke a cigarette now.
Yeah, private parks or other property under the jurisdiction of the Department of Parks. So, yeah, public parks, it's banned. But in theory, if you had a private park, like Zuccotti Park, I believe, is privately owned.
Yes.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You may take control. Can you smoke a cigarette walking down the street in New York City? It's Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Pro Flowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we invite you to bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, since we're on the topic of vice tonight, we've been talking about smoking cigarettes, but specifically smoking e-cigarettes, or rather vaping e-cigarettes, and how it's now been banned in every single place where cigarettes are banned, which is almost everywhere in New York City. In fact, my question is, is it even legal in New York City to walk down the street and smoke a cigarette? I think, Daryl, you made the best point on that, in that they're probably banning it from near entryways and near windows and things like that, which would make it almost impossible to use a cigarette or e-cigarette on the streets of New York City. So if you live in the city, though, would love to hear from you. Maybe you know a little bit more about it than we do at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, ProXPN is a global virtual private network. They are the sponsor of our phone lines here, and they are all about privacy. If you care about privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. What they do is encrypt your internet connection. They make it so that everything that you send out of your computer is encrypted, meaning that your internet service provider, that's the first stop. So whenever you send something to the internet, it first goes to your ISP, and then from there goes to other pass-alongs, if you will, to its final location of whatever website you're trying to visit or whatever computer you're trying to connect to. So your ISP is the first stop. They're the ones who are snooping on you right now. They're probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter. Why? Because they can. And because the government would like them to do that as well. So you can stop them from logging that information by starting with ProXPN tonight. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab their app. There's one available for Windows, one for Mac, and another one for iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users, there's a way to get you started with ProXPN too. It's a little bit different, but it's not complicated at all. You just have to get the special instructions from their support staff at proxpn.com/FTL. Get the software installed, and you are protected from having your ISP know what you're doing online. And that also protects you from other people that want to know what you're doing online. Maybe some hacker is sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets to try to crack into your connection. Well, if you're encrypted, you are protected from that happening as well. Plus, if you go online, maybe you'd like to download some torrents every now and then. How would you like to privately torrent? Because right now when you torrent, your IP is right out there in the open. If the Motion Picture Association wants to get a list of IP addresses downloading the latest Game of Thrones episode, well, they can easily do that.
Torrents have all that information out in the open, but if you're privately torrenting through ProXPN, they can't come after you. And in fact, ProXPN has a server in the Netherlands, which has the best privacy protections as far as torrents are concerned. So if you care about privacy, go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL20, get 20% off of the price of their premium account for the lifetime of your account. And by the way, that annual plan, if you buy that, that gets the price down to $5 a month. And you can save even more if you pay with Bitcoin for the annual plan. So go and get the deal at proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20. As we continue here, your calls. Aaron is on the line, and he is calling from Delaware. Aaron, you're on Skype.
Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, you're also on with Ellen and Daryl. Go ahead, Aaron.
Nice to see you guys. I've been thinking about this smoking ban, and I wonder if it's they see the writing on the wall with marijuana legalization. If that were the case, the vaporizing would make sense as well. And it may be that they're simply trying to get all these laws in place so that when that comes to be, they don't want people smoking pot in the parks or in bars that serve alcohol.
I don't know if that much thought goes into this sort of thing, but you could be right. I mean, it's certainly true that if they legalize pot in New York City, that presumably all the same smoking rules will apply to that.
I don't think that New York City is even considering legalizing cannabis.
Well, they have decriminalized
it. Right, and that's vastly different than legalizing it.
Oh, I can't imagine New York City wouldn't put a legalization measure on the you know, up front at some point, because there's money involved.
So this is another case of, oh, they're confusing it for cigarettes.
Or it would be.
It could be they're already dealing with pot usage with the decriminalization. It's just something the police can't enforce on a personal level. So instead of, since they can't make new laws against something that's already illegal, they're just making laws against smoking so it's more obvious.
I think it's a decent theory, Aaron. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No. Thanks all for what you do.
Sure. Thanks for the call tonight. By the way, you can connect to us just like Aaron has done. Actually, all of our calls tonight have been on Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So we've got other vices to talk about this evening. And if you've got e-cigarette-related news and calls, you're certainly welcome to continue to call the show here at 855-450, free to ProXPN toll-free line. But Daryl, change gears a little bit for us. Let's go to alcohol.
Yeah, so there's a story here from Reason.com, and this is about something that I've known about for a long time, that in Pennsylvania, you cannot buy beer and wine at the grocery store.
You used to live there, right?
I used to live there. And apparently there's a new commercial that has come out saying that it's because of greed, and greed kills children.
What's because of greed?
The purchasing of alcohol. Like, if you could buy it at the grocery store, that's greedy.
I see.
And greed kills children.
So they're applying their subjective judgment, saying that you purchasing something alcoholic that you're supposed to enjoy is taking the money away from all the babies?
No. I'll get into it.
They're saying that the store owner's greedy.
They're saying that the store owners are greedy.
Yeah.
And that being able to buy alcohol from a grocery store causes children to die.
So you can tell us more about that.
Yes.
But where is it available?
It's available at beer distributors.
Like
a
wholesaler?
Kind of like a New Hampshire
liquor store?
It's
called a beer distributor.
So it's a store where they sell beer.
But only buy like six packs and cases. Or actually, no, you can't buy a six pack. You can only buy a case.
Really?
Yes.
Now, are they run by the state, or are they special corporations that are
Some are run by the state. Some are ones that have special permissions from the state.
Let's get deeper into the story here in moments. Let's go first to Chan, calling from Boston. You're on Free Talk Live. Chan.
Hey, am I speaking to Ian?
Hi, Chan. I'm Ian, yes.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I'm just calling to say, how are you guys doing? And
well, we're doing a radio show, and we're having a fun time, and hopefully you can add something to it. Go ahead, Chan.
That's awesome. I'm just concerned. You know, I'm a little bit older, and I'm really concerned about the opposition to what you guys are doing, and I hope you guys can cope well.
Opposition to what? Who's doing?
Well, I've been reading Free Kings, and there's people who just arbitrarily just being anti you guys just for the kick of it. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the Stop Freaking group on Facebook?
Yeah, mostly. And I just want to know that you guys are dealing with it well, and you're doing okay.
Well, yeah, everything's fine. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, the Stop Freaking, for our listeners that don't know, I blog at freeking.com. It's a website where we talk about some of the activism that happens here in Keene and also in the rest of New Hampshire when we get the news about it. And there's a certain group of people. And, Chan, thank you for the call and concern. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. There's a certain group of people that is very upset about the existence of Freaking. They don't like a lot of things about the website's news coverage. I mean, they associate Freaking with everything liberty-oriented that happens around here, whether it's, you know, people smoking pot in the common or people doing political action. It's all Freaking's fault. Which, of course, Freaking's just a website that reports on things, and there are individuals who are associated with Freaking, like myself and Daryl, who are bloggers there, and we do things as activism, so that kind of gets labeled as Freaking. Anyway, Freaking is kind of like the target for all the people that hate the ideas of freedom and that love the state and love control and love the status quo. And that's fine. You know, I don't expect to not be targeted for the things that I do. I do activism. And when you do activism, there are going to be people who don't like it. There are going to be people who want things to stay as they are, and they see that your activism is a threat to that. And they're going to lash out, and they're going to lash out with violence in some cases. And they're going to lash out with threats, and they're going to be generally awful, and they're just going to be nasty people.
Sometimes you don't even have to be an activist. You could just be vocal about something, and you can still get the same verbal threats.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're vocal about something, you've crossed into the line of being an activist. We'll come back with more here, especially if you've been threatened, Ellen. I haven't heard about that. We can talk more about the haters, and should people stop doing what they think is best because some people don't like it. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control here.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
We've been talking about vice throughout most of the show here tonight. We'll come back to the story about the alcohol situation in Pennsylvania here in a little bit, also inviting you to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about Vice to get on the air with us. We can talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go and get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchase prices. That simple. There's Amazon United States, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. You just click into the right Amazon for you at shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, once you click the link to your appropriate Amazon, you can bookmark that landing page. And then you can keep just going back to the bookmark from that point on in the future. Makes a big difference for us when you shop that way and you get the same great prices, the same huge selection that you're used to. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, briefly, a few more comments on the haters. We had a guy call in. He was asking if, basically, if I was okay. The fact that there's all these haters out there. There's at least a few dozen, I would say. Maybe two to three dozen active people in this group called Stop Free Keen. Now, it's all in capital letters, and there's three exclamation marks behind it. So if you're looking for it on Facebook, in fact, I made a shortcut. You can just go to haters.freekeen.com. It'll take you right to their site.
They're serious about it.
They seem serious about it. We're really going to see here in a few weeks, Ellen, how serious they are, because it's easy to post to trash talk somebody on Facebook. It's a lot harder to actually get out and do something. And so the purported idea is that they've been talking about doing something in May. Well, it's now May, so I guess we're going to find out what it is they have in store. Presumably, they're going to do some more protests. Last year, some of them got out in the central square here in Keene, New Hampshire, with signs, and they, you know, signs like "Stop Free Keene" and, you know, whatever other hateful sayings.
Free Keene is mean.
I think that was another one of them. And so anyway, presumably
Free
we'll see,
Keene, you know, from the Free Staters,
and then something about Freak Staters as well. They like to call us Freak Staters. So I presume they're going to do something like that. Word is they're also working on their own website as well. So we'll see how that goes when it actually happens.
I wonder if they truly understand what the Free Staters represent, because it seems like all they're focusing on is the negative media coverage, like the Robin Hooding case seems to be one of their main concerns.
How much of their group have you read?
I wouldn't say that I check up on it regularly, but I have seen a few posts from them, and from what I've read, they don't seem very well informed as to what's going on.
That's certainly true. Most of the people, first of all, most of the people in Stop Free Keene did not consent to being added there. I believe that to be true. I have no evidence for it. But what happened was, it was for a long, long while, the group was about 24 people strong. And then at one point they decided they were just going to start adding everybody that they knew to the group. And then it started jumping up by the hundreds over just a few days. It's now over 800 people who are in there.
And every, you know, 100 people, they post some big, you know, graphic of a number. Woo, 800, thank you so much! Like, acting like there's all these people that are just organically joining the group. And I don't believe that. Now, you could say, well, Ian, you're totally speculating. You don't know whether that's true. They could be telling the truth, that everybody's just joining organically and not, it's not that they're just adding everyone on their friends list. But what I believe contradicts that is that there was one of the Stop Free Keen members who created a Twitter channel. Now, the difference, one of the differences between Twitter and Facebook is on Facebook, if you have a group, you can go and add all of your friends to that group.
And they have to leave the group,
right,
if they don't want to remain.
Whereas with Twitter, you cannot add someone as a follower to your Twitter channel. Every person on Twitter has to opt in to follow a channel. And if you look at the Stop Free Keen channel on Twitter, first of all, they haven't posted since a few weeks at this point. But back when they were posting to it, when they had started and attempted to promote their own channel on their supposedly popular group with hundreds of active, supposedly active members, they only recruited about 20 people to the Twitter channel.
Well, you could also make the argument that not everyone that uses Facebook
is on
Twitter.
That's certainly true.
But it must be hard to get supporters when they don't really have a platform on which they stand.
Their platform is just, we hate Free Keen and Stop Free Keen. And on in addition to that, Stop the Free State Project. There's a lot of hatred toward the Free State Project as well. Some of the members in the group, they will say things like, well, the Free State Project doesn't like Free Keen. So it's not that the Free State Project is all bad. Some of them are also haters of Free Keen. So the Free State Project isn't all bad. But then others will post things like, yeah, but the Free State Project wants to change our home. And, you know, they're invaders, and they're coming in to try to change things. We like things the way they are.
We like our governors to be from Massachusetts.
Right. I've heard that more than once. Like, if you don't like where you're living, just move somewhere else.
Like, meaning leave New Hampshire.
Yes. If you don't like the laws, then go move somewhere else.
But that's what we did.
Don't invade their homeland.
They did, a lot of them. And they came here and made the laws worse.
Aren't three-quarters of the legislature from elsewhere?
I don't know.
I've heard of a large number.
I have at least looked. All of the state reps from Keene are from elsewhere.
Mm.
The one who has been here the longest and is, you know, has the most claim of being a native was born in Brattleboro, and his family moved to Keene when he was 4.
And he's like 80-something now,
and
so
he's 80.
Definitely been here a long time. So, yeah, the Free Keeners aren't a concern to me. I find them more of an amusement than anything else. I like to
you
read
mean
their
the
group.
Stop Free Keen group?
Sorry, thank you, the Stop Free Keen group.
Okay.
I find them more of an amusement. I enjoy reading their group kind of just like in the morning. I'll get up and read, like somebody might read a newspaper just to see what kind of hate and vile they're spreading for the day. And ultimately, I see them as a sign of success. I mean, if we, the activists, the liberty activists here in the area, were unremarkable, if the things we were doing were not noteworthy, then they wouldn't care.
Right.
If
first
all we
they
were
hate you, then they ignore you, and then they see your point.
No, there's a fight you as well. First they ignore you, then they fight you, then they, wait. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. That's the old quote supposedly attributed to Gandhi, but some say he didn't say it originally. Who knows where it came from? But it's a neat thing. Now, they've been fighting us for a long time here in Keene. We've been at the fighting stage for a while. This is just another stage in the fighting stage. This is where, you know, the local...
Is this the they laugh at you stage?
It's both. It's a fighting and laugh at you thing, I think, all at once. And there's just so much ignorance, so much hate. It's impossible to correct the ignorance because these people don't want to have a conversation. Many of them aren't interested. You know, I've invited a couple of them to, you know, let's go to lunch. Let's talk about this. What are your concerns exactly? Maybe we should, you know, have a discussion. Well, they don't want to talk to me. They think I'm a cult leader and that I'm going to somehow ply them with some kind of Kool-Aid and that, you know, that I'm not to be even listened to. I am, you know, public enemy number one. And they target me more than anybody else because I'm more of a visible individual, but they come after a number of other individuals as well.
Right. And I don't think that anybody around here would have gotten involved in the Free Keen movement or the Free State Project or libertarianism in general if they didn't know what they were going up against. Like, obviously, if you take a stand on something that not everyone agrees with, you're going to have to deal with a lot of you know, angry opposition.
Well, it may be obvious to you, Ellen, but I don't think it's so obvious to everybody in the liberty movement. There are a number of people who are bristling at the fact that there's opposition to liberty here in New Hampshire. They are shocked that there are people who are doing the things that they're doing to oppose us. And I'm with you. It's not a shock at all. Anybody who threatens the status quo in any way is going to have people oppose them, which is one of the things I've been saying for a long time here on the show, is that there are certain people who think that political action is the only way to change things, and that you civil disobedience out in Keene, you need to settle down. You need to stop all that civil disobedience, which, by the way, there's not that much civil disobedience that happens here. It's just that one instance of civil disobedience is more newsworthy than 100 testimonials at the state house. So it seems like there's more happening here as a result of that.
And let's talk about the state house for a second, because I know for a fact that me and you have gone up to the state house
at least
a dozen times this year.
At least, yeah.
And I can count on one hand how many times I've seen some of the people from the Manchester area who all they talk about is, you know, the political action. I can count on one hand how many times I've seen those people in Concord.
Well, it's possible they were at different testimony areas. I mean, we were in certain rooms, and there's a lot of rooms, so it's not necessarily true that if they were there that we would have necessarily seen them. And I've certainly seen some people from the Manchester area.
True. Yeah, the couple of guys that run the lobbyist thing, yep. Pretty much every time I'm in Concord, I see them in the hallways.
It's because that's their job, though. I mean, they're there for work. Well, you're talking about the average activist.
The average activist I've only seen less than a handful of times.
We'll come back with more. It's why we need more people here in New Hampshire doing all kinds of different stuff. And yes, people will oppose you as soon as you become effective. So prepare yourself for that. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is on the way next. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.